Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where right now you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or check this out. You can enjoy 60 months with no interest for a limited time. They have fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And on the phone this morning, we have Miss Arkansas, outstanding teen, Camille Cathy. Welcome to the show, Camille.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We got to hang out with her a little bit on Friday morning inside the Robinson Center. And one of the things that I think I will always remember about our time talking to Camille is that I educated her on something that will change her life forever.
What's that?
And I still haven't had any.
Are you being serious?
I'm so serious. I'm so sad about it, too.
All right. So the next time you come to town, you come to our station, I'll have the Jolly Ranchers, the Cinnamon Fire Jolly Ranchers ready, okay?
Now, speaking of, I'm coming in pretty soon.
Wait, you're coming in?
Friday? Is that Friday or Thursday, Mom, that I'm coming into KFON?
Brandon's got to go shopping.
That's Friday.
So is your mother there with you?
She is. She is in the next bed. We are in a dark hotel room. I had another phone interview at 7:30.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I woke up at, like, 7:25.
So at least we get you when you're awake.
Right.
So it's wild because, you know, we're thinking about these Miss Arkansas contestants. When they go there to Miss Arkansas, there's a whole week of prep. And every contestant that we talked to was like, I'm so tired. But most of them probably were going home on Sunday, but not the people who won.
Yes. So, and that's, I feel like that's one of the things you have to be, you know, mentally prepared for. Mom always told me, Mom, every time I would say I was tired, she was like, "Now, if you want the job, suck it up. You got to do this." So, and that was always kind of one of our things. And so I knew not to ever say around Mom that I was tired. And I also feel like it's a mental state. If you tell yourself you're not tired, then you can't be. So, it's been a lot of cat naps in between times, like the 20-minute power naps. I've gotten really good at those, thinking where you can, when you can. But I still feel like the Energizer Bunny, actually, just from being on that I Am Miss Arkansas outstanding teen.
What does that mean for you? Because in going back, I mean, this is something you've kind of thought about for a long time.
Right, yes. When they called my name on stage, I was literally, A, I was shocked, and then B, I wasn't thinking, period. I was just crying, my Kim Kardashian ugly cry.
Right.
That's what I do. But for me, it means the opportunity to be an ambassador for our state, to get to go to the Miss America's Outstanding Teen stage and represent Arkansas. I'm super excited about that. That's been a dream of mine since I was a little girl. I'm super excited about the 2019 Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen contestants. I'll get to be a mentor, hopefully a role model, a leader of that class, because they'll be the upcoming class. They'll vie for the title of Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen next year. So hopefully I'm just making an impact all around Arkansas and ultimately our nation.
So when you're doing this, though, obviously we talked to Claudia Raffo yesterday morning, the new Miss Arkansas.
Yes.
For the next year, she's going to be traveling and doing all this stuff. Now, the wild thing about being outstanding teen is somehow you have to do all this different stuff, but squeeze in school as well,
Right. You don't get to defer a year.
Yeah.
they said no.
So what do you do? How do you make that work?
Right. So, and I think that's the great thing about the teen program. You learn balance. So during my school year, I will have days where, if I can, I'll miss school. You know, my mom is a stickler. Unless I'm, like, bleeding out of the eyeballs, I usually go to school. So I will have those days where I try and go read, you know, different classes in school. Some days when I have, like, special holidays or we're out of school for staff development, I can assure you I'll be in a school somewhere. So that's a lot of school involvement. On the weekends, I will have preliminaries. So I'm a cheerleader, so I'll cheer Friday night, and then I'll drive to whatever town or city I need to be in order to go to a preliminary, because as Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen, I'd like to be at every single one of those that I can be at.
Oh, wow.
And for people who don't know what those are things, those are pageants that you have to win before you can go to state. So I'll be there to crown, to entertain, to speak on behalf of Arkansas, on behalf of Miss Arkansas's outstanding team. So basically, I'll just be doing all the normal teenage things, but I'll also be trying to be an ambassador of this organization and of my platform, Proudly Volunteer. So I'll be doing a lot of volunteering efforts throughout the year. So we're just here for a good time. We're going to have a great year.
It sounds like it's going to be a busy year. We have Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen Camille Cathy on the phone with us this morning. You mentioned school and you go to Wynn and all that, and Kelly right. is a Wynn graduate, mm-hmm. so she's all proud of you. And she even tried to tell us that she knew your mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Does she really know your mother?
I guess so. You guys really know each other.
She's asking too. Like, is this a real?
No. And the thing is, I've never met Camille, but I remember when she was born.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah.
You remember when I was born? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm, I know.
So you
That's so crazy.
You mentioned school though. Have you got much of a reaction from people from school, from your hometown, or?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and brag on Wynn really quick. I had the best of fan base. In the stands, when I got up to go to the mic and do the parade of contestants, Miss Arkansas's Outstanding Teen Finals night, you know, at the time I was Northeast Arkansas's Outstanding Teen. And so I said, Miss Northeast Arkansas's Outstanding Teen, Camille Cathy. And let me tell you, it was like you would hear a splatter of, you know, claps on every other person. And then as soon as I got up there, it was like the auditorium erupted because I had so many awesome supporters. My friends came. My family friends came. My family came. I was, to say the least, I was, A, impressed, but then, two, so warmed by my hometown support, by my friend support, my family. It was amazing. It was so, so kind.
So let's talk about this. You go through the year as Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen, and then what's next after that? Because you'll hand over the crown a year from right. now, and then can you go straight into doing Miss Arkansas, or do you have to be 18 to do that?
So you do have to be 18 to do that, but first we're going to try and win nationals. Let's just talk about that. We are first going to try and become Miss America's Outstanding Teen because we've never had a Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen to do that.
Oh, sweet.
So we're gonna really hope for that, be optimistic. But let's say that doesn't work and I still just get the amazing opportunity to represent our state. After that, I'll turn 17 next summer. So I will have that off year until I'm 18 because you do have to be 18 to compete for Miss Arkansas. So I guess that would just be a little rest period for me, kind of get my life together, figure out, you know, when I want to compete for Miss Arkansas, ready myself to be on stage with the big girls, I guess.
Let's talk about your parents, though, because obviously they're probably yes. pretty proud of you, pretty excited. what are they right. thinking now? Because all of a sudden their daughter has this huge schedule and all these opportunities. Right. What do they think?
Mm-hmm. So, in all honesty, you know, you always think the mom is going to be the more emotional one. And I've had so many people, and me and my mom are so very close. We're actually just a very family-oriented family, to be completely honest. But me and my mom are always together for obvious reasons. And so everyone has been like, is Crystal Cathy not so excited? And I'm like, Crystal Cathy is excited. But let me tell you, Jake Cathy is real excited. it is the sweetest thing ever. I've had so many people tell me on crowning night, your dad was so precious. He was just crying. I feel so bad. He's going to hate me for saying this on radio, Mom. but Mom was super excited, too. Mom was just so calm, and Mom, I'm giving you a shout out over here. You were so calm the entire week too. So they're both super excited. Dad, you know, for obvious reasons, had to go back to Wynn, go to the clinic, go back to work. Kate got to go with him. She was super excited too. And I told Mom, I said I thought I was done crying on stage, and then I just saw Kate, and she was crying, and then I started crying again. My whole family has been amazing, but Kate and Dad are back in Wynn. And me and Mom are still, you know, in Little Rock. So I think Mom is kind of overwhelmed and excited just like I am. We've had so many amazing sponsors, amazing things happen that we're like, what? Like, this happens for the Arkansas Outstanding Teen? So, you know, you can be in the organization for, like, forever like we were and still find out new things about the job and about the sponsors each and every day. Arkansas is actually the number one state for scholarships in the United States. So I gained 8,100 $1,000 in scholarship money, wow. but almost $34,000 total in scholarship and prizes.
Wow.
So it has been amazing, to say the least.
Camille Cathy joins us on the phone. She's Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen, the newly crowned Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen. We gave your mom a shout out on the radio on Friday from the Robinson Center, and I'm not sure that she knows about that. But do you remember what you gave her a shout out about? Because she was the person who could find a certain product.
Is it booty glue? You literally just reminded me. I can't even believe I said that on air. Oh, my gosh.
You said your mother was the best at finding booty glue.
Oh, my gosh.
She's the best at finding booty glue. I'm not going to fib. I'm just going to reiterate.
Kelly, have you ever used booty glue?
You know what? I haven't. Could you explain booty glue?
Okay. So, Mr. Brandon, I was really thinking about you Friday night. This is so funny. You're like, what is this girl saying? Friday night, finals, Miss Arkansas's outstanding team. So, when and if you make top 15, all the girls go get in their activewear. So, Miss Kelly, this is where booty glue comes in.
Okay.
All right.
So you put on your activewear, you know, it's like spandex, like volleyball shorts, and then a sports bra. So I put all my stuff, and your top 15 change is so quick, y'all. I mean, like, you don't even know your name. It's so quick, okay? So I hop in my spandex, and then these awesome chaperones that we have back there have this booty glue. And it's basically like this stick of, have you ever seen like one of those roll-on perfumes, Miss Kelly?
Yeah.
You know, that you just roll on your neck? Okay. So it's like a jumbo size of that, but it's roll-on glue. So they lift your spandex and put it all over your thighs and on the bottom of your booty. This is so funny. I cannot believe it. Oh, my gosh. So they put it all over you.
So you don't get a wedgie.
Right, and they you stick your spandex down. So, but wow. Mr. Brandon, I really was thinking about you in our conversation that we had, because I'm not joking. This is so funny you bring this up again, because I got backstage at 12:15, and they had put booty glue on me.
Right,
but we were just so, you know, we were in such a hurry, and I was trying to do crunches backstage, which probably didn't help me, but I was just trying to do it. And so it kind of came off, and so I was so scared before I went on stage. I was like, these judges are about to see my booty glue, it's completely come off. And I was like, Brandon just talked about how important this is.
You got to bring us some booty glue. Have your mom get some, and we'll have Kelly put it on.
Okay, we have to bring booty glue when we come, okay?
Sweet.
All right, so Kelly's
doing the exchange of Jolly Ranchers and booty glue.
Yeah. That's perfect. All right, I'll have the Jolly Ranchers. David's going to wear his spandex outfit, kind of like yours from Friday night. He normally wears those on the weekends anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so you're coming in Friday morning, right?
I am, yes, sir.
All right, well, have a great week in Little Rock. I'm sure your hometown's ready for you to be back, and we look forward to having you in studio Friday morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, y'all have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen, Camille Cathy from Wynn, Arkansas on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Midland tickets. Midland is playing the Memphis Botanic Garden tomorrow night. Midland and Trent Harmon, who used to play downtown in Jonesboro.
That's awesome.
Before American Idol. So your chance to win tickets on the radio this morning and a bonus pair on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. All right, so we have a good friend of ours in the studio this morning. We have Dolly Parton in here.
Dolly's in the house.
Good morning, Dolly. She sounds like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, if I'm ever kidnapped, I'll say Dolly, and y'all will know that I've been kidnapped. Funny.
Yeah, that's going to be your word.
That's me.
It's pretty crazy.
My code word.
Becky Wilson, the last time she came in, we told her she sounded like a celebrity. We made her guess, and she couldn't figure it out. She had never been told that she sounds like Dolly Parton, but then we made her read some Dolly Parton, like 9 to 5 or something that. So
I'm still thinking how I can get even on that, but I'll figure it out.
How are you this morning?
We're doing great. I'm here to talk about Pints for Paws. We're having it again Thursday night, June the 21st at Skinny J's at 205 South Main.
Yeah. This is a neat deal.
Oh, man, it's a lot of fun. And
hang on 1 second. I have to, the elephant in the room right now. Why is her chair so low?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know why.
Somebody raise her chair. I can barely see her.
I'm not sure.
Do you realize?
What's the wrong with this chair?
Do you have a blanket? Like, try to lift it up.
Becky, did you? There we go.
Yeah, I'm up.
Hey!
Yay!
Okay.
Did you feel kind of funny for a second?
I did feel kind of strange.
But y'all, you were sitting in the floor.
Y'all do things to me all the time, so
she was basically,
I was just going to roll with it.
At Kelly's chest level. And I'm looking over like, what's happening?
When you're short, you just go with this stuff.
All right, so anyway, Pints for Paws is happening on Thursday. Attention members of guests, Skinny J's.
Skinny J's.
Let's talk about, this is a really neat deal. David loves this event. He goes there every time you do it. And why is this so cool?
Okay, well, because we're helping the animals. And we're helping the Northeast Arkansas Humane Society. This time is a special edition because we have 18 hoarder dogs that we picked up Friday night.
I saw this
story. They have a sarcoptic mange. We have 8 heartworm positive. And so we're just trying to help them. And we don't know what's coming at us financially from them because we've got several months of recovery ahead of us. These guys are probably, they say, one of the worst sets that we've seen as far as the mange.
I've seen pictures and they just, it looks awful.
But they are the sweetest dogs. I mean, just want to be loved and, you know, now we've lost 2 of them. I think we've had, you know.
Because somebody wasn't taking care of them. They're watching the animals just suffer.
Right.
That's awful.
And but they are, these guys are going to be on the road to recovery. We live in the best part of the state, I think, Northeast Arkansas. You would not believe the outpouring of support that we've received.
Right.
And the people that are there to help these guys.
So this event, when you put it together, it was like, okay, let's find a way that we can raise money, but the people can go out. What do we do in this town? We go out to eat.
We'll go out
to that's
eat.
Just what people do. What do you want to do? Let's go out to eat. Skinny J's known for having great food.
And it lets people know we want to bring that shelter alive for people.
Right.
When people adopt a dog into their family, it's one of the biggest decisions that they make. And because that family member is going to be with them for a long time, we hope. And so we want to be there to help them do that. And we want to move dogs from a bad situation to a good one. And every dog deserves a home.
So on Thursday,
and cat, I'm sorry, cats too.
But the way you can go and help is by going and having a great meal. And we say it's Pints for Paws because there's always a brewery that comes in.
That's right.
And we get to sample some stuff that we might not try
it's
otherwise.
It's Lost 40 this time. And they've been with us before. They were our first one.
They're good.
And they are great. They're big supporters. They had a great time down here. We've also got Joshua Stewart as the music.
Sweet.
So it's going to be, you know, and then, of course, you get to come to Skinny J's and eat.
I mean, not a bad night right
not
there.
Not a bad night, and help the animals and see these hoarder dogs. We're going to have pictures of them there. And we're asking a little bit different this time. We're just going to have where you can give $5 or $10 or $15 instead of, you know, where you buy the gift for the dog.
Right.
And then we're still going to have our T-shirts for sale and our raffle items that we give away throughout the night. So it's just going to be, it's going to be fun, and then you get to help.
There you go. Yeah, what time is it going to be happening on Thursday?
It starts at 5, and we go till just whenever everybody wants to go or they close the restaurant first, whatever.
All right, there you go. That's the way to do it right there.
That's it.
Pints for Paws happening for the Humane Society on Thursday night in downtown Jonesboro. Attention members and guests at Skinny J's. And Becky, it's always great to see you.
Hey, we appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Working 9 to 5 again today?
Yes.
There you go.
Always.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
And we got your gossip on John Travolta, who's probably not very happy today after his movie Gotti completely bombed at the box office. 500 theaters over the weekend. It made just over $1.6 million.
Ouch.
That's, and it's Travolta.
Yeah.
I hate that for him, though.
That'd be like 5 people per theater going to see this movie. Think about that. That's awful.
Did you ever see a trailer for it?
I saw a couple of trailers here and there. It wasn't publicized. They had some issues distributing the movie, and producer-wise, they had to switch some stuff up. So that's why it was such a mess to begin with.
Yeah.
But what makes it even worse is that 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, which means no critic liked it at all.
Wait, zero.
0%.
Wow. It's a zero.
A zero. A 100% zero.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Got you guys up on Ariana Grande, she and Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. They're a couple. And you know, for a while they were like kind of cryptically messaging about each other on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. And she's now saying she is so much in love with this guy that they will not be cryptic any longer.
Man.
There's even rumors, guys. Not only is there the rumor that they've are now engaged already after just a couple of weeks, they've already moved in together as well.
I'm telling you right now, give this a couple of months. Something is going to blow up, and this is going to be a crazy story.
All right, David, write that down. Today is June 19th.
June 19th, writing it down. Give me a pen.
Post-it note right there next to you.
I'll do it.
We'll see.
All right. All right, got your gossip on Drake. So he might be the best son ever because he surprised his dad for Father's Day with a baby blue Bentley.
Dang.
Called his dad, said, "Hey, Dad, there's something outside for you." Dad walks out, kind of looks around. Out comes this baby blue Bentley, only about $150,000.
That is insane.
That's ridiculous.
And I was happy with an air fryer.
Right.
Imagine if I got that. That's a crazy story. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That sound right there means we're about to make somebody a winner. We have tickets to go see Midland and Trent Harmon. They're in Memphis at the Botanic Garden tomorrow night. That's a really cool venue.
Oh, yeah.
They do these summer concerts, a great spot to be outdoors, hear some great music. We're looking for caller number 7 right now. Let's go to the phones. 870-935-KFINE. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Joe Hicks.
Joe Hicks, where are you calling from this morning?
Walnut Ridge.
And what's happening in your life on this Tuesday?
We're out checking our rice field.
All right, man. So how about this? We have some pretty cool tickets we're trying to give away to caller number 7, and we have some pretty good news. You are caller number 7.
Woo! All right.
And you've just now won tickets to go see Midland and Trent Harmon tomorrow night at the Memphis Botanic Garden.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yell out the station hooking you up with those free Midland tickets.
Hey, fine.
People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop.
They look kind of cool, right?
Yeah, I love their outfits.
People saying that I hit rock bottom. Just cause I'm living on the rocks.
We have more tickets for you to win throughout the day today. We also have a bonus pair on social media.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079. Like and share for your chance to win.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Guys, there's something that I feel like I need to get off my chest. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I turned 25. And in my mind, 25 is that age where you officially are an official adult, right?
Uh-huh.
I remember thinking that.
I mean, you're an adult at 25. I don't know if you...
But, I mean, you're officially, quote-unquote, an adult at 18. But I feel like at 25, you made it.
Like, you got life together.
Yeah. Here you are, right?
But see, when you're our age, like, Kelly and I, we're like, okay, we didn't have it together at 25.
No.
Like, yeah. We know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, here I am today explaining 9 different rules to success in life. My rules, I laid them out myself, all me, no one else. No help.
It's the David the Barrel Boy success in life rules.
I can't wait to see if these help me.
Yeah, they're going to help me a lot, I'm sure.
Something I've been working on for a couple of weeks now.
Okay. All right.
Number 1, breathe. Because if you don't, you'll suffocate.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
breathe. I like it.
Number 2, you have a soul. Be careful with it.
Hmm. Okay.
Number
That's good.
Number 3, don't be a turd. If you're strong, be a protector. And if you're smart, be a humble influencer.
Don't be a turd.
I mean, I guess that's good. And you know what? This sounds too familiar.
No.
David. Chris, this is Chris Pratt's speech last night at the MTV Music Awards.
Do what?
The MTV, they had MTV Awards and he got up there and said his...
Kelly, stop.
You are plagiarizing.
I got this from me.
You are a liar.
Got it from me.
You can't plagiarize.
I actually have audio of the actual Chris Pratt doing some of these.
You have to be joking.
No.
This is me.
You know I didn't watch that show, so David, now you're going to come in like you're
He can't believe that
knowledge.
I watched it.
Stop. Don't play that. That's not correct.
What audio do you have, Kelly?
Of Chris Pratt talking about one of his rules.
All right.
Number 7. If you have to poop at a party, lock the door, sit down, get all the pee out first. And then once all the pee's done, poop, flush, boom. Just trust me, it's science.
Was that one of your next ones, David?
Well, that was coming up, okay?
You can't plagiarize an award show, David.
That was all me.